Good 11:15 to everybody. I bring you the love and the greetings from all the brothers and sisters in Arkansas that were not able to attend. Just a thought before I start. We've really had two excellent classes this morning, and just wonder why all of Owensboro and the surrounding towns are not here to have heard those two brothers speak. They did a, it was excellent, wasn't it? Why? I know the committee for the Kentucky Bible School is glad that, you know, this room is full, that we have this many here, but just think about it. Why is not the surrounding area flocking here to spend this week considering God's Word? Well, if you don't know the reason, you'll understand after this class today, and if you don't understand after this class, you will before the week's over. Many years ago, when I was a young man, I came up on a people of the Word, Krista Delkins, and from their teachings and the writing of their pioneers, I learned about God's way, the old path, the path or the way of life, which in the beginning was styled the way of the tree of life. Brother Albert Hall, in his book, From Eden to Eden, refers to the way as the King's Highway. All who desire the life must travel or walk. Did you get that? All who desire the life must travel or walk this way or path of life. Adam and Eve, Abel, Seth, Enoch, Noah, Shem, Abraham, Moses, Joseph, David, the prophets, the apostles, and even Jesus traveled this way of life. And because of what Jesus accomplished during his journey, he became the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by him. Keep that in your mind. No man cometh to the Father but by him. Some years ago, quite a few to be correct, Brother Alex Kay at the New England Bible School referred to this way of life as the road to the kingdom. This week, I will speak of this road, and I have titled my remarks, "The Road Less Traveled." Did you get that? The road less traveled. That has something to do with the first words I spoke about the two previous classes. The road less traveled. It's a journey of 6,000 miles, 6,000 years, covering thousands of miles. It begins with creation and the Garden of Eden and ends with a 1,000-year kingdom. A 1,000-year kingdom. Until Adam ate of the forbidden fruit, there was no breach of friendship, no misunderstanding, no alienation between him and the Lord God. There was no need for a system of reconciliation of estranged parties. But as soon as the good understanding was interrupted by disobedience of the Edenic law, sentence of condemnation to the dust was pronounced upon the offenders, and means were instituted to put them at one again. That's a good phrase to remember there. At one again. To be at one again. To be at one with Yahweh and Jesus, his son, and all those of like precious faith. These instituted means made up the way of life which Moses terms God's way, David styles it the path of life, the way leading to life in which a man must walk now. The way into the kingdom from the house of death. In the beginning, God's way was styled the way of the tree of life. In the literal sense, it was the path leading to the tree in the midst of the garden. Allegorically, it signified the things to be believed and practiced by those who desire to live forever. That's something else that's good to hold on to right there. The things to be believed and practiced by those who desire to live forever. We can't practice these things if we don't know what they are. And we don't practice them if we don't believe. To believe and do is to walk in the way which leadeth unto life, because immortality will be a part. Immortality is just a part. There's much more to the reward of the faithful, much more of the recompense of reward for so doing. To believe and do. Until the crucifixion, the way was marked out first by the patriarchal arrangement of things, and secondly by the Mosaic law. Read the book of Genesis. It's all there. It's all in that one book, the book of Genesis. Just read it. All of which pointed to Christ. When Jesus appeared, he announced, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no man cometh to the Father but by me. Whosoever will attain to life must believe the truth concerning Jesus and the kingdom." The old way was typical of the new. The old way was typical of the new. And let's turn to John 8:56. The old way was typical of the new. This is Jesus speaking. "Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad." Okay, let's turn back to Matthew 13:17. Jesus speaking again, "For verily I say unto you that many prophets and righteous men have desired to see those things which ye see, and have not seen them, and hear those things which you hear, and have not heard them." And let's turn to 1 Peter 1. First Peter 1:10-13. "Of which salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently, who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you, searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ which was in them did signify, when it testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow, unto whom it was revealed that not unto themselves, but unto us they did minister the things which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel unto you with the Holy Spirit sent down from heaven, which things the angels desire to look into." Verse 13. "Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ." The old way was typical of the new. And let's look at verse 25. Verse 25, 1 Peter 1. "But the word of the Lord endureth forever, and this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you." Let's go back to Jeremiah 6. The old way was typical of the new. Verse 13. Okay, now let's think for a minute. The title of my class is what? The Road Less Traveled. And like I said a while ago, it covers a time period of 6,000 years and many miles. You can go through the scripture and you can follow this road less traveled all the way, 6,000 years. And this is about, this verses we're fixing to read are about Israel. They did not always follow the road less traveled. Jeremiah 6, verse 13. For from the least of them, even unto the greatest of them, every one is given to covetousness. And from the prophet, even unto the priest, every one dealeth falsely. They have healed also the hurt of the daughter of my people slightly, saying, peace, peace, when there is no peace. Verse 15. And think about that, and think about the attitude of people in the world today. And this is thousands of years ago. Were they ashamed when they had committed abomination? Nay, they were not at all ashamed. Neither could they blush. That's very descriptive of the attitude of the people that we associate with now, come into contact with. And look at that next phrase. Therefore, they shall fall among them that fall. At the time that I visit them, they shall be cast down, saith the Lord. And then look at verse 16. The old way was typical of the new. Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths, where is the good way, and walk therein. Walk that road less traveled, and ye shall find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk therein. And what's these people out here driving around, living their lives? They won't walk therein either. There is only one authority for us all in relation to the problem of life. And God be thanked, there is free access to it in our land and in our times for all who will avail themselves of the privilege. It's a privilege to study this book. While the world's wise are disputing and fighting about the wisdom of the world, let the humble seeker after truth search the old paths, which has what? For 6,000 years it's withstood the test of time, darkness, wickedness, cruelty, and still burns brightly as a beacon of light to every way-worn and foot-sore traveler. What's the title of my class? The Road Less Traveled. And Brother Ben, in his morning exhortation, he mentioned some things that will make us wayworn and footsore. The struggle against that old sin nature, it will wear you out. And I'm going to make a statement here, and then I'll get around to it later on. It's like a big old grizzly bear, the sin nature. If you believe, then you must turn from the highways of the world in order that you might enter the straight gate and the narrow way which leadeth to life. In order that you might enter the straight gate and narrow way which leadeth to light. Let's turn to Matthew 7, 13 and 14. Verse 13, Matthew chapter 7. Enter ye in at the straight gate. Remember that word, mark it straight. Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because, and there's that word again, straight. Straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. In Strong's Concordance, the Greek dictionary, number 4728, for the word straight, it lists the word narrow. It says this gate is a narrow gate. It's a narrow gate because of obstacles standing close about. And it also states that it's a small gate. A narrow, small gate. So when I looked at this, I thought to myself, we're definitely not talking about a gate that's large. We're talking about a small, narrow gate. The base word for straight is 2476, and it means to stand. Now think about that. A standing gate. And the word wait is also listed, a waiting gate. So we're talking about a gate that's not large, a small, narrow gate, and it's a standing gate, but it's there. And Jesus says, he says to enter that gate. Now the other word that we want to look at is in verse 14. Narrow is the way. So I looked up narrow in the concordance, the Greek dictionary, number 2346. And it has the word narrow listed. And it has along with it, and this goes along with Brother Ben's exhortation, suffering, tribulation, affliction, hard, and difficult. Suffering, tribulation, affliction, hard, and difficult. And it comes from the base word 5147, which means path. Which means path. Now let's put this together, see what we come up with. Enter ye in at the straight gate. The gate to life is not a large or wide gate. It's a small or narrow gate, but a very special gate. Very special. It's an invisible gate. Listen to this. But it stands there. It's there. That gate is there. And it's visible only to the eye of faith. You've got to find out about that gate. You've got to recognize it, and you've got to understand what it means to pass through that gate. And that's the only way that you're going to get to the way that leads to life. The life. And that's what my class is about this week. And I've entitled it, The Road Less Traveled. And you've got to go through this gate to get to this road. There's no other way. The way to life. We'll go into this some more, but let's talk about a little bit about the way to life. The way to life is not only narrow, but as we read from the concordance, it's hard and it's a difficult path or road. Now, I'm not going to stand here and tell you that's very depressing to think about that, but it is true. But that doesn't take away from the fact but that this road less traveled, which I'm talking about, is the only way that you and I can accomplish true success in this life. It is the only way. And God, in His wisdom, He has set up a plan that prepares you and I so that we can finish this journey down this road that's less traveled. And the only way you'll do it is by studying what's in this book and becoming under the provisions of the blood of Jesus Christ. Now, from Brother Ben's exhortation this morning, you should know why this road less traveled is hard and difficult. Because there's obstacles. There's obstacles all around this road less traveled. There's obstacles on the road less traveled. There's trials, there's tribulations, and there's suffering. I would say practically everyone in this room has suffered. Some of you may not have. You may not realize it. You will suffer in this life. That's why this road less traveled is hard and it's difficult. These obstacles are not only close by, but all around. These obstacles, and I'm only going to list a few, it's a multitude of them. There is a multitude of obstacles. Lust of the flesh, which riches, cares of this life, and many others must be what? Overcome. You remember what I said a while ago? Believe and do. We have got to overcome. And we overcome by our faith in God's Word. Without this faith, what's going to happen? They're all driving around on it out there. It's called the Broadway. Wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And they're all traveling on it. We're on the road less traveled that leads to life. Brothers and sisters, can you travel this difficult path? The question is, can you reach the end of the road? Can you reach the end of the road? God created the earth and gave it to man to possess and have dominion over it. Let's turn to 2 Peter 3:9. Peter chapter 3, verse 9. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Let's go to 1 Timothy chapter 2, 1 through 4. I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplication, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of our Savior. Verse 4, who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. Look around this room. How many is here? Let's go to Ezekiel 18, 21 through 23. Ezekiel 18, 21 through 23. But if the wicked will turn from all his sins that he hath committed, and keep all my statutes, and do that which is lawful and right, he shall surely live, he shall not die. All his transgressions that he hath committed, they shall not be mentioned unto him. In his righteousness that he hath done, he shall live. Have I any pleasure at all that the wicked should die, saith the Lord God, and not that he should return from his ways and live? John 3:16 and 17. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but the world through him might be saved. And look at verse 19. And this is the condemnation, that light is come unto the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. Since the days of Cain, most men and women have disobeyed God's commandments. Not only have they disobeyed His commandments, but they also ignore and disregard Yahweh. Why do they do this? Why does the men and the women of the earth, and it's numbered in the billions now, why do they ignore and disregard Yahweh? Proverbs 14:12, one of the most important verses in the scripture. Proverbs 14:12. There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. There is a way that seemeth right unto a man. And if a man or a woman doesn't receive some kind of knowledge from Yahweh that sparks an interest, like something that Brother Ben or Brother David or Brother Tom, something they said can spark an interest, and you start looking into it, and you have to look here, this book here, because if you don't ever look into this, you're going to follow along in this way that seemeth right. That's what man does. 14:12. Let's look at Proverbs 12:15. Kept wondering what that rumbling was. I think it's me breathing. I'm just wondering, what is that? It's me. Oh, sorry about that. Proverbs 12:15. Strong. This is a strong verse here. The way of a fool is right in his own eyes. The way of a fool is right in his own eyes. And this is an excellent description of the Cainites. Cain's sons and daughters. They became the Cainites became the sons of God. And what happened to the sons of Seth as time passed? The daughters of the sons of men began to look very pleasing unto them. And they took these daughters, and the daughters of the sons of God mingled with the sons of men. And they all went astray. What did they do? They got off of the road less traveled. And what happened to them? They were all destroyed except for Noah and his family. So, if you're on the broad way, or you have turned that way, brothers and sisters, get off of it. Turn back to the road less traveled. And I'm going to end there.